Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, July 6, 2022. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Confidence in the USA reaches a record low. A majority of folks believe the feds are hurting them financially. The Pope equates abortion with murder. A new report ranks the worst tippers in the USA. Also ahead, how the Biden administration has ruined the economy. But first, a poll from Gallup finds confidence in our institutions falling to a new low. Bottom of the list starts with newspapers. Just 21% find those trustworthy. Next, the criminal justice system, big business, and television news. Dead last, Congress. 7% have a great deal of confidence in Washington. Who are those people? The most respected institutions in America, small businesses, the military, local police. Survey from Monmouth University says 6 in 10 voters believe the federal government is directly responsible for the poor economy, which it is. Less than a quarter think President Biden's policies will improve the financial situation. The nation's biggest banks predict the country will be in recession by Thanksgiving. I say we're in a recession now. And more on the escalating economic crisis later in the message segment. Pope Francis reiterating his opposition to abortion. The pontiff was asked to comment on the U.S. Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The Catholic leader responded with a question, quote, "Is it legitimate to eliminate a human life to resolve a problem?" "No, it's a human life. That's science. One can also ask, is it right to hire a hitman to solve a problem?" Despite those words, the pontiff has not condemned pro-abortion politicians in America like President Biden and Nancy Pelosi. A report published by CreditCard.com reveals which age group represents the worst tippers. Generation Z, that's Americans between the ages of 18 and 24, leave the least when eating in restaurants. Less than 60% of Gen Z tip their servers at all. They stiff them. That figure rises to 98% for tips in the baby boom generation, of which I am a part. Hey, younger Americans, don't stiff your waiter or waitress. That's really not classy. In a moment, exactly why Americans have less money under Biden. Right back.
Hey guys, it's Vivek Ramaswamy here, inviting you to listen to my podcast, Truth. We just relaunched it after the campaign, and we are already riding up the podcast charts. Here's why. I think that hard, in-depth conversations about the tough issues is the only way we're going to get this country back. Because make no mistake, we are currently in a war for the future of America, and you cannot win a war unless you're willing to speak the truth. If you want standard conservative talking points, this podcast is not for you. But if you want to go deeper and hear the conversations you're not going to find anywhere else, the conversations that will challenge you, that will challenge me, then subscribe to Truth with Vivek Ramaswamy on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. And I promise you, you're going to cover terrain that you're not going to hear elsewhere.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day. How President Biden has damaged the finances of all Americans. First, the stats. Inflation rate during President Trump's last month in office, 1.4%. Inflation rate now, 8.6%. Producer price index today, that is the amount businesses pay for products before they go to the marketplace, 11%. That means higher prices are on the way for you and me, all consumers. How about gas prices? On Trump's last day in office, January 19th, 2021, $2.30 a gallon. The day before Putin invaded Ukraine, $3.53 a gallon. This week, $4.90 a gallon. That is an increase of 117% from Trump. Food prices. Overall, the cost of food is up 14% compared to last summer. Beef up 20%, chicken 17%, pork 15%, milk 14%, vegetables 8%, fruit 7%. Half of all producers are now using shrinkflation, which means you get less in the package but pay the same or more. On to the stock market. Stocks in general down 9% in June, the worst six-month stretch since 1970 this year. The Dow Jones suffered its worst first half of a year since 1962, when JFK was in office. No one in the financial world has confidence in President Biden. The typical American household now spends $500 more a month than it did under Donald Trump. That's $6,000 a year. Call it the Biden tariff. The average family has $9,000 less in the bank right now than they did during Trump's final year in office. So the next time you hear hate Trump stuff, consider your wallet. The reason Joe Biden has tanked the economy is because on his first day in office, he attacked the American energy industry. That drove down so-called futures. It's complicated. You have to understand finance. But when Biden sent the message to the world that the American energy industry was going to be slapped with prohibitions and regulations, then everything went up. The price of oil, the price of food, because transportation went up. That unbelievable blunder by Mr. Biden has now come around to hurt every single American. And there's nothing Biden can do to unravel that. So, when we go to vote next November, we have to get rid of this progressive left Democrat machine. Or we are going to continue to suffer economically. And listen, just look what happened in the 1930s. It could happen again. I'm Bill O'Reilly, and I approve the message by writing it. If you'd like more honest news analysis, please visit BillO'Reilly.com. And also, I hope you consider my number one best-selling book, Killing the Killers, Great Summer Read. In a moment, something you might not know.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds, and stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to ArcSeedKits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code PODCAST. That's ARKSeedKits.com. Promo code PODCAST. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. ArcSeedKits.com.
Now the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. The last 2 years have been brutal for the film business. During the pandemic, 97% of all theaters across America shut down to adhere with local COVID regulations. This summer, folks are finally returning to the cinema, but not in great numbers. The biggest blockbuster right now, Jurassic World Dominion, the sixth part of the dinosaur franchise, and that movie has already earned $800 million worldwide. That figure expected to pass $1 billion this month. Here are some facts about real dinosaurs that roamed the planet long ago, and they should be getting a cut of the Jurassic Park action, right? Well, the heaviest and longest dinosaur was the Brachiosaurus, total weight 80 tons, the equivalent of 17 elephants. The average female stood 60 feet tall and 85 feet long, bigger than a bowling alley. The smallest dino is the compi, about the size of a full-grown chicken. The tiny meat eater traveled in packs of hundreds, killing prey with poisonous venom equivalent to a rattlesnake. The dumbest dinosaur is the stegosaurus, The 30-foot animal with plates along its back had a brain about the size of a walnut. The species is believed to have the lowest brain-to-body ratio in the history of the world, with the possible exception of Hollywood. Scientists say the smartest species is the star of Jurassic World, the Velociraptor. Made famous in the 1993 original film, the animals hunted in strategic pack formations, used vocalized communication, and lived in a complicated hierarchy. And here's something else you might not know. While dinosaurs remain a huge draw at the box office, people's fascination with the giant creatures dates back thousands and thousands of years. The first written description of dinosaur bones was recorded 3,500 years ago in China. Farmers found massive bones while plowing the fields. Locals kept the discoveries for good luck, believing the prehistoric teeth belonged to a mythical creature of Chinese origin. Dragons. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.